Are you tired, frustrated, and feel stuck? Are you a high-performing business professional, entrepreneur, and you are not getting the results you desire, or you hit a ceiling? Have you been around the block and tried many modalities? You are in the right place. The answer, my friend, is in the little-known brain-soul connection. Welcome to the Brain Soul Success Show, where we learn, explore, and create your dream life. Your host, Louise Swartzwalter, created a five-part mind-body-soul methodology that clears the subconscious blocks to success. You are a soul with a body, not a body with a soul. The seed of all you need is already within you. From engaging transformational interviews, brain soul success stories, and secrets shared by health, wellness, and spiritual experts, you will reconnect, revitalize, and transform your powerful life. It's time for you.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Take Back Your Power, brought to you by Brain Soul Success. Today, I want to share with you some tips to really boost your brain, and also about the heart and the brain connection and how it relates to success in your business, or if you're an athlete, to that beautiful peak performance that many entrepreneurs are seeking, right? We're on that journey of self-growth. So as you're on that journey of self-growth, you definitely have to have a working brain. And you know, those days that you feel kind of like funky and you're not with it, it's hard to create. So here's 10 tips really to help you have an optimal brain. First, you've got to feed your brain right, right? So that's obvious. It's eating healthy foods, it's having, you know, organic foods, filtered water, taking good quality pharmaceutical grade supplements that really do get digested and feed your body, getting good sleep, exercise, getting oxygen to your brain. That's feeding your brain. Okay. Many of you already know that and are doing that. Or maybe you need to sharpen your tools a little bit there, you know, and really work on getting better sleep. Okay. So drinking filtered water is another awesome, important tip. Our water is so polluted today. I was just in a conversation on a podcast this week with a woman who found out that their entire school district, all the schools in their whole school system, the water's full of lead. So they're working on getting the lead out of the water, right? So make sure you either use a water filter, you're drinking filtered water, and you're showering in it. So we actually do get more chemicals and chlorine through our skin, our largest organ, when we're showering in, you know, toxic water. Okay. Physical exercise, right? Making sure you're getting exercise. And I've done some great podcasts here. There's one with Kevin Ellis, the bone coach, and we talked a little bit about exercise for your bones, right? We need some strength training. We need a little cardio. And it doesn't have to be that hard to get all these things in. Oftentimes, it's 10 or 15 minutes a day that you might need of cardio, and then add in some strength training and some, you know, isometric work. So you're really building the strength in your body and in your bones. Just even taking a long hike, doing some, you know, rigorous gardening outside, that's movement. So stay moving. Right? Another thing you can do is learn something new. So if you're on the path of self-growth and you're always learning something new, it will also help stimulate your brain and keep you in that creative mode. Okay? These are physical body things that are important. Good sleep, getting good sleep, and also being social, right? Being social. You can deep dive, obviously, into each one of these steps. I'm just giving you an overview here today. Then we've got to detox your body and your brain. What does that look like? Well, you know, there's a lot of functional medicine nutritionists and doctors working with people on healthy detox, okay? Chiropractors, kinesiologists, natural health professionals, naturopaths. Find someone in your area that you can work directly with and get your body and your brain healthy by detoxing the heavy metals, the chemicals, the parasites, the fungus, all of those pathogens. And pathogens actually come in to clean up heavy metals. They actually serve a purpose. So, for example, there is a parasite called whipworm, and it actually comes into the body to clean up if you have high levels of dioxin in your system. Now, dioxin is chlorine, bleach, pesticide, herbicide, glyphosate, all that stuff people are using on their lawns, that fertilizer, super, super toxic. There's even lawsuits against this now. Way back in the 1990s, I worked with the mayors through the state of Illinois regarding a pesticide issue, and we won. And so I knew about glyphosate back then. Finally, right here we are 20 years later, it's finally catching up. And now we know that it's toxic and causes a lot of autoimmune cancers, definitely gut issues, brain fog, hormonal imbalances. And so please make sure in around your home that you're using, you know, organic, safe cleaning products, bug deterrent products. Diatomaceous earth would work great. Okay, because that also is going to affect your brain power. I can't tell you how many people I've seen clinically in Albuquerque Natural Health Center when I owned that and worked there for 20 years, how many people I saw with dioxin poisoning and the different things it caused. Everything from indigestion to miscarriages. So, and to breast cancer, prostate cancer, all the reproductive organ, you know, cancers and autoimmune imbalances. So definitely use really clean products to clean your house and for the bug spray. And then you want to understand those health issues and their relation to your emotional body, right? And what you can do about that. And that's where Brain Soul Success comes in. Because the system I created is a five-part methodology called the brain system, and it works on all these pieces. I'm describing the body piece today, right? Working with your body. That's B in the brain system. B equals body. But we also have to release. We have to release the mental chatter, the emotional baggage, the childhood wounds, the patterns, and all those wounds of the heart that are keeping you stuck. And then A is aligned with spirit. Spirit is always a part of healing. And that's whatever God means to you. Everyone has a different belief there. And then I is integrate. We need to integrate your brain frequencies to your soul's true purpose. And then N is putting in the new program. We want to rewire your energetic field in your brain with that new program, right? So you can move forward and really leap forward in your life and in your business. And so when we do all those steps together, it's just stronger. It sticks. And then you're not like looking for the answers and like doing that squirrel thing, right? Where you go over here to this business coach and over here to your, you know, nutritionist. You're just doing so many different things and you're not focused and not really being able to be clear. We got to clear the patterns and then rewire your brain with the goal, the intention, what you really want to accomplish, right? So when we do all those steps, it's pretty magical, okay? You actually can have a huge transformation. And if you're seeing this on video, I think I'm going to show you some pictures here. So what I found is we actually get trauma that gets stuck in the spaces of the brain. So you have spaces in your brain, and the trauma and the emotions of different time periods, different shock moments get stuck there. So this is your birth, the emotions that mom had when she was carrying you. This is possibly the abuse in childhood. This is getting beat up on the playground when you were in third grade. This is losing your first love, the love of your life, when you had a breakup. So all of those actually get stuck in the brain, and we have to release them for you to really be 100% your soul's truth. So here's what actually happens in the nervous system. So you have an axon and a dendrite, which are like nerve endings. And there is a space between that nerve ending. That space is called a synapse. In that synapse, that space is actually your spiritual brain, or we could call it even like your soul body. So you are a soul with a body, not a body with a soul. And what happens is neurotransmitters, and the one I'm going to use as an example here is a name you've probably heard, serotonin. Serotonin is the happiness neurotransmitter. It helps you feel good. Well, it's represented here by little red dots or beads, let's say. And they have to leap this space. The serotonin has to leap that synapse to make the connection between the nerves to be able to tell your brain that you have pain somewhere or that something's going on, right? And so what happens is that space is where we hold the shock, the trauma, the betrayal, the rejection, the emotions of certain events. When we clear them out and we clear them at the brain soul level, it now opens up this synapse and stuff isn't stuck there anymore. And the serotonin now can leap that space. And when it can leap that space, now you can make a clear connection. Here's what happens in the case of anxiety and depression. And I think the statistics are like a third of our country has anxiety or depression. And many are on medication, and even younger and younger children today. When we clear the trauma and we clear the spaces of the brain, people can wean off that medication. Now, I'm not telling you to stop your medication. I'm just saying that it's very, very possible, done this before, for you to release that and not have to be on that and to really get back to 100% your soul's truth. And when we do that and we use this five-part system, the brain system that I mentioned, miracles happen. Transformation happens. The difference is it sticks. It's done. So people have said to me, hey, this is like 16 years of therapy. Let me show you some pictures here. So I'm showing a picture here of a beautiful woman that I work with that was going through a lot of grief. And her first picture, she's very sad in her eyes. And about maybe 3.5-4 months later of using the brain system, she said, I don't feel the sorrow anymore. My eyes look different. We cleared that grief. She was so excited. I mean, like, gosh, she's had this for like 6 years. How cool is this? And then she said, I'm so excited. I'm learning to sail. So she took up sailing. She's getting her joy back, right? Her happiness back. Now, there is a time that, you know, sometimes we do need to allow a space of time to grieve a loss, but doesn't have to stay forever. Okay, so we can clear that. And then when we cleared abuse for, this was actually in person. So I'm showing a picture of a woman who looks very, very sad before and super smiley, light in her eyes, like her cheekbones even changed. In the second picture, after we used the brain system, this was in person at one of my events, and cleared that trauma, cleared all that was, it was both physical and mental abuse. How cool is that, right? And again, the difference is that it sticks. So what happens is people change on such deep levels that they're able to have that joy and that happiness and that stick-to-itiveness, that persistence that they want, or to reach the next plateau in their business. So we've helped, you know, gosh, hundreds of people. I think 75, maybe 80 people now have gone through my program and really learned the whole system themselves. So they have the tools so they can always clear their energetic field and always stay on top of things. Yes. And because of that, we were just honored with becoming a power partner here by Inc. Magazine. So we were one of 389 power partners that's helping other businesses thrive through using our tools and teaching our tools so that you can have success. Success is not just how many times do you post on Facebook. Success is, yes, it's about your connection, but it's really about your connection to self first and clearing all these wounds and then rewiring your brain for success. So I hope that that helps you. Next time I'll come back and talk a little bit more deeply about the heart-brain connection, because the energy field of your electromagnetic, your heart, is 5,000 times even greater than the brain. There's definitely a heart and a brain connection. And we know we can measure that. And I think I would love to clear some heart wounds for all of you. So stay tuned till next time. I look forward to having you with us here. And I want to thank you for subscribing and rating. Please rate and write a review if this resonates, and share it with a friend. Again, we're just sharing information here to help people become really aligned and align their brain and their soul and be 100% their soul truth, so you could have the success in your life and in your business. Awesome. And remember, everyone, follow your heart and take your brain with you.